You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Hannah Critchlow. It's our science phone-in extravaganza, all your science questions getting answered. Dave?
I've got a question here, probably for you, Chris, from David Michaels. He's saying that when someone buys some chips or crisps or something like that from a vending machine, they take their change and they use the same hand to eat with. Is this unwise? Is there dubious stuff on those coins and on that money?
Ooh. It's interesting because I went looking at this because that's quite an interesting question. And I went to several sources. One of them was the book I wrote in Australia. It's called Stripping Down Science. It's out last year. And I wrote a chapter in there called Sugar and Spice and All Things Nice and E. Coli. And the first line is, if girls are made of sugar and spice and all things nice, why are their hands covered in E. coli? This is actually a report on a lady called Val Curtis from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine on the Global Hand Washing Day project she ran. This is back in 2008. They sent students who are doing a master's with them to prowl up and down the lines of queuing commuters at train stations and public transport places all over Britain on this one day. And they swabbed 400 sets of hands, okay? And they wanted to see what they could grow. Now, I'll just quote from the book because I could never remember all this in one go, so I'll just read you what I wrote. I said, over 400 commuters consented to have their hands swabbed down to see what was lurking on them. The samples went to the microbiology laboratory for cultural identification. Nearly 30% of them tested positive for the presence of fecal bacteria, including enterococci and E. coli, two common gut bugs. Yuck. And then I say, it's actually stratified by what job you did. So manual workers tested positive 10% of the time. They were the best. And professionals, like you and me, they came up red-handed in about a quarter of cases. And I say here, the real typhoid Marys with a whopping 40% contamination rate turned out to be, do you know what? Either of you? What job?
You're going to say scientists, aren't you?
No, administrators. How's that for justice? Anyway, so also there's a geography here. If you go further up north in Britain, you're more likely to have these bugs on your hands than people in London. And the worst of all, the worst people are bus travellers, apparently. So if approximately one quarter of rail commuters were found to be carrying more than just their luggage, I said in that book. Anyway, so that proves that people, just by going about their daily business, are covered in muck of a fecal variety. Now, these bugs are not necessarily nasty in the sense that they won't give you a very bad dose of gut rot, but they are a sign of bad hygiene being practiced, right? That's the first point. Then I went and asked, well, if people are handling money, we know that microorganisms will transfer easily between those hands that we now know in a third of cases are covered in stuff and the money. And so then I asked, well, who's done research on what's on money? So what I found is that I found ranges from 30% of banknotes through to 94% of banknotes are covered in the same sorts of bugs as reported in Val Curtis's study that I wrote about. And also, coins are slightly better than notes for obvious reasons. Metals, if they've got iron in them, iron tends to be toxic to some bacteria because it sets up oxidative reactions, it breaks down the bugs. Copper also tends to be slightly lower carriage rate. Paper money, really nasty. And there's also traces of drugs in there as well. So the answer is, yeah, there's probably all kinds of nastiness all over those banknotes. Eat them at your peril. I mean, the point that's being made, right, is I find this funny. When you go to restaurants and things, or those fast food outlets, the people are wearing gloves, aren't they? And the idea is, I'll put gloves on because then I'm not touching the food I'm going to hand you. And then you hand them the money. Do they take the glove off? No. Do they have someone separate who's collecting the money? No. They make your sandwich with this lovely gloved hand, and then you give them money that they touch with the gloves, and they use the till and everything, and then they go back and make another sandwich. So the bugs are basically going straight on the sandwich. I just, you know, no one spotted the inconsistency in this.
How long are the bugs likely to survive on the money?
Not that long, because it's quite dry, and so they do tend to perish quite quickly. But if you're using it merely as a sort of vector, where it's on your skin, it goes on the money, it goes on the person's gloves, then on the food, the bug's very happy because it's now on the food. There's lots of staph going on the food. There's lots of other things like E. coli going on the food. Staph is a bad one because Staphylococcus aureus makes a toxin, and that toxin actually is heat stable. So if it gets in the food, the bugs grow, make lots of toxin, it goes in the food and amplifies up, then even if you heat the food up to kill the bug, the toxin is still there and you get gut rot afterwards. That's bad, so you don't want that. So watch out. If they're wearing gloves and then they take money off you, make sure they change their gloves afterwards. Hannah.
Thanks, Chris. That was disgusting.